I'm Alexia Ritley, host of Athens News Matters. On this week's edition of the show, guest Gwen O'Looney with WXAG, Blake Odd with Flagpole, and Tim Denson weigh in on the change in policy at the Clark County Sheriff's Office regarding U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, and local undocumented immigrants.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things is I know they said it's a policy change, and there was it's a little more like some words were shuffled around a little bit. The actual purpose and how it's being used hasn't changed to a point that I would thought would really call for a policy change on the local level. There's still not judicial warrants, which I think is an important thing to always point out. They're not judicial warrants. They are not signed by a judge. They are signed by an immigration officer with ICE. And that's why many municipalities and counties, including here in Georgia, are not recognizing these.
Is it under the threat of losing federal money?
Well, that's not really a threat anymore either, because I believe that case was found like that they can't actually do that. So that's not.
Yeah, there was a district court ruling a couple of weeks ago that struck down what the Trump administration wanted to pull federal funding from these so-called sanctuary cities, which is not a term I really like to use because there's not really a good definition of what a sanctuary city
that's
is.
Right.
But that could be appealed. Sure. I wouldn't imagine that a higher court would probably rule the other way because, I mean, from what I've read, the legal experts seem to think that, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I wouldn't see it going anywhere.
Well, I think there are two things that are really important here. And one is the stepping out by the sheriff mm-hmm. away from the rest of our community.
Sure.
And our police have taken a very careful and a very conservative, really, as far as economic and suits. Mm-hmm. We've already seen cases where people's rights have been violated because of the administrative problems with holding people for so long. And, I can't believe that part of the ease with which they have embraced this policy is not connected with the fact that we have all those empty jail cells over there. Mm-hmm. So we have, unlike many counties in Georgia, we have plenty of room to hold people.
Plans for the possible construction of a creative development campus in downtown Athens involving the county government and the developers of Hotel Indigo are also up for discussion.
Hotel Indigo came in and they wanted to do sort of a mixed-use project with some hotel rooms, but also some office space, and there would be like a small business incubator, a tech incubator in there. The county economic development offices would be in there. There'd be meeting space. There'd be co-working space.
I'm curious to see what the final product's going to look like, but I am happy at least that the county's like noticing the leverage they have with property and stuff downtown and actually trying to get something for the entire community out of it.
And guests discuss recent community meetings with Clark County School Superintendent Damon Means. Those topics and others are being tackled on the next show. Join me and my guests for the next edition of Athens News Matters later today at 1 o'clock, right here on WUGA.